It also can come forth in ways that are much more profound and in some ways premonitory. And this is where things get misinterpreted. I've collected more than a few examples of young people with autism who are throwing what gets interpreted as a tantrum while out driving with their family in a car. And it gets to such a point that the family has to pull to the side of the road until that child is able to tame and refine his or her experience in the moment. And then once everybody's composed, they get back on the road again, only to discover that down the road a mile or two, there was a really bad multi-car accident that the family would have been involved in had they not pulled to the side of the road.
And a premonition of bad stuff, in addition to that, I mean, long-term, down the road?
One of the examples in the first book that I gave of called Autism and the God Connection, there was a young fella who, in the weeks prior to September 11th, 2001, kept drawing a series of clocks, and the clocks were all set to 9/11. Now, how would we interpret that or know that it had relevance to September 11th, 2001? I don't know. He was also drawing images of a fireball in the sky over a wooded area and buildings on fire and so forth. And I think that, again, when we don't presume intellect in individuals with autism, we can overlook or dismiss a lot of things when we should be paying more attention to the signs and signals and communications that are coming through in ways other than verbal, because verbal doesn't work for everybody.
You talk about animal examples where autistics seem to have a real connection with animals. Can you provide some examples of that? And I know in one of the books, I don't remember if it's the Autism Prophecies in particular, you single out dolphins and mention how, you know, dolphins are intelligent. They've been on Earth a lot longer than humans. They've been intelligent on Earth a lot longer than humans. And the presumption could be if that they have these abilities as well.
Mm-hmm. I think that all animals do. And I think that every human being does also. I just think that in persons on the autism spectrum who are inherently gentle and exquisitely sensitive, they may be more apt to tap that aspect of their personality in ways that are more ready than the average person. Where the dolphins are concerned, there was a woman that I know who actually has a dolphin sanctuary, and she invites families of people with autism to come and swim with the dolphins. And she gave me a gorgeous story that I'd like to share with our listeners this evening.
Sure.
About a little fellow who really didn't speak for having that neurological blip, misfire, and disconnect that I spoke of earlier. And he was just so elated and so invigorated in swimming with the dolphins and looked so forward to doing this. And one of the trainers was in the water with him. And this fella just had such a glow about him and such an exuberance. And the trainer said to him, what did the dolphin say to you? And he spoke and he blurted out the word love. And this is typical of what I'm hearing about interactions that people with autism are having with animals.